CliffCentral.com.
Our next guest is someone I've been looking forward to speaking to for a long time. There's something new launching in South Africa, and it's called BritBox. It's a digital subscription video on demand service, which is offering the largest and most comprehensive, unmissable collection of British entertainment available all in one place. It's amazing. It's the BBC who've come together with ITV, which we didn't think was possible ever before. And they're delivering the UK's favorite programmings, ranging from brand new original content to everybody's favorite from the past. A huge variety of genres in there too. Critically acclaimed drama, crime, thrillers, classic comedy, and powerful documentaries to boot. So the person I'm speaking to is someone I'm also very happy to speak to. You're in New York at the moment, are you, Rima?
I am. You find me in New York, yes.
Good. Rima Sakhan is the CEO of BritBox International, and she is our guest for this very, very special discussion. So first of all, congratulations on doing this. I heard you chuckle when I said nobody could believe that the BBC and ITV would come together with all their great shows, but you guys made it happen. That's miraculous.
Yeah, I mean, I sometimes say it was forever thought of as an unlikely marriage, but actually an incredibly potent one. And in fact, you know, I spent most of my career, I spent half my career at the BBC and the other half at ITV. So, and they are, you know, strategically really aligned, you know, while fierce competitors within the UK, internationally, actually what they can do together that they can't do on their own is just, it's very clear and obvious. So it's actually it's a brilliant partnership, and they get on really well.
Well, amazingly. I mean, they produce so much good stuff separately that I can only imagine it must be a pleasure for you to look through that treasure trove and go, well, we'll have some of that, we'll have some of this, we'll have some of that.
That's exactly really what we call it. We call it the treasure trove, actually.
Really? Okay, yeah. Well, there we are. All right, so why South Africa and why now?
Well, I mean, South Africa's long been a fantastic market for British content and affinity with British content and storytelling. And so we, you know, it was the obvious and natural next choice for us. It's our fifth launch territory. We've got, you know, history, the shareholders have got a history of successfully running business and selling content into South Africa. At the same time, you've got the rise of streaming, and it was really just the perfect opportunity for us as BritBox to move in. We've got really ambitious growth plans internationally. We know we've got a really potent concept wherever we put it, you know, really flies, as long as that environment's right in terms of appeal of the content and affinity of the market and the audiences. And then, you know, as streaming and SVOD, as you were saying, is really taking off as a preferred consumer behavior in terms of way of watching, you know, South Africa bubbles to the top very quickly when you're looking internationally.
Of course it is. It's becoming an increasingly competitive marketplace. And luckily for you, you've got some really amazing content to share. But it must be difficult for people who are trying to carve out a niche in that space now, because here in South Africa, we've got, you know, Netflix and Showmax, and there are a number of others. But there is obviously something very unique about your offering.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, we're not scared of a crowded and competitive market. You know, our first launch market was the US, which is the most intense and crowded market, media market in the world. But what we really learned quite quickly is that you need a really distinctive proposition. There are lots of people doing lots of the same things and trying to offer, you know, slightly different versions of predominantly US catalog content and newly produced content. And so we knew we needed something very distinctive and stand out and that we could really be the authority on and own. And then you also need, you know, the biggest, as you say, treasure trove of content that you can lean on to be able to both bring, you know, things from the past. You've got two huge networks in the UK that are producing thousands of new hours every year also, so the sort of having the armory to really pull on that, so a great supply pipeline but also a really distinctive proposition that someone else, you know, no one else is doing. So we're not scared of the competition in that sense, because we really believe we're doing something different. We hope it's really complementary to the way people like to watch, and it's just sort of the next best thing to happen to your TV, really.
And we're the fifth market that you're launching BritBox in.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned something earlier that caught my attention, that people's viewing habits have changed, and really they do like this idea of video on demand, and they like the idea of being able to find anything. I still have a collection of so many of the things that you guys have got on your catalog on DVD, but the problem is I don't have a DVD player anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd have to search in I don't know, secondhand porn stores to get that, because you wouldn't find it anywhere else. So it feels to me like this is so convenient, and this is the only way that people watch anymore. But you're obviously paying attention to these viewing habits and how they're changing. What are your most interesting takeaways from the stuff that you're seeing happening?
Yeah, I think you're right. The ultimate ease and convenience of everything at your fingertips is just, it's like a kid, being a kid in a sweet shop. You know, if you love great TV, that's what it's like. And it's funny you say that, because even if you have the whole DVDs, you know, on your shelf, actually, you don't really go up and select and get out of the box and put it, you know, that's what they say. It's like, I can watch a movie that's on linear for the 20th time because I just stumble across it. I might have it on the shelf, but I would never actually put it down and put it on. So you know, that convenience and ease is now just a real basic expectation. And in comparison, other ways to watch can feel quite cumbersome. You know, I miss the scheduled time, or I don't know where quite to find it. So really comprehensive, all in one place, super easy user Perfect. Experience, all of those things. That's kind of becoming basic expectation.
I'll send you a picture of the entire Absolutely Fabulous series, all the black adders, just so you know I'm not making it up. This is really, it's almost as if BritBox came along just for me. Certainly, I feel.
Well, you know, there was a sort of, you know.
Make me feel special. That's fine. So, Rima, it must be interesting because you're also doing live events and you're doing some new and exclusive content for South Africa. So can you tell us a bit about that? Because that's also very different.
Yeah. So the vast majority of everything that you'll find on BritBox will be exclusive to BritBox. So you can only find it there. And we know that's really important. But we also know that within South Africa, there's, you know, patchy now UK coverage. So we were really keen to make sure that we scooped up as much as we possibly could. So exclusivity, you know, you'll always know you'll get it there. And then the brilliant thing also, particularly in being in the, you know, very similar time zone, is that day and date launches sort of express from the UK are very easy for us to do. And that's what we set out to do with most series. We're bringing some completely new territory premieres into South Africa at launch, which have already gone out. So, yep, Line of Duty Series 6, which, you know, I mean, so famed and was just a phenomenon, you know, earlier in the year in the UK. And, you know, the biggest series of the century, I think, is sort of in terms of viewing. So all of that and the latest series will be on BritBox. We've got a brand new series called Professor T with Ben Miller from Bridgerton, Death in Paradise fame, also pairing back up with Emma Naomi from Bridgerton, set in Cambridge, a great sort of crime and mystery, where a quite unorthodox pair. He's a criminologist professor, not actually a detective, but they turn their hand at solving some pretty juicy cases, which is really, you know, brilliant, fantastic performance by both of them. You know, we then also have a whole range of broader genres, so it's not just drama, because we know that the South African viewer really loves, you know, the real breadth. It's breadth and range. So great comedies, documentaries, and lifestyle. We've got, it's the 40th anniversary of Charles and Diana's wedding, and it's an original production that we've made for BritBox called The Wedding of the Century, where we've remastered and made a feature-length documentary, so you see the sort of footage in high definition like you've never seen it before, and interviews with all the behind-the-scenes characters. So that we know that the sort of breadth and range of taste is really important, and as you say, sort of all the classic comedies, you know, Blackadder and Fab, just you.
It's terrific. It really is terrific. So obviously, I'm imagining here, for most people who are listening to this, they don't need a huge amount of persuasion after all of this. So what's the easiest way for people in South Africa to access BritBox? Because, you know, the other thing that has happened is it used to be a very complicated scenario back 10 years ago. You had to get some kind of receiver and you had to make sure that your television was compatible and all of this stuff. Now, obviously, it's a whole lot simpler. And I suppose they just go to the website.
That's right. So BritBox.com, go to the website, sign up. Everyone gets a 7-day free trial, so there's no barrier to even having a look around on BritBox.com. And then you can all search for it in the app stores. So it's on Android and Apple for mobile and tablets. Also got casting capability, so you can cast it to your TV. That's quite an easy way to get from the small screen to the big screen. Or if, you know, you've got a smart TV, you can search for it in the Samsung Smart TV App Store. I put my teeth in. The LG Smart TV, Apple TV, and also Fire TV. And, you know, that's our starting point. We think that covers most people, but there'll be lots more added over the next couple of months.
And Rima, because people would think I was giving you the softest interview in the world.
Yeah, go on.
I didn't ask about price and precisely what people are going to get here. I mean, this is the sales pitch, right? So when people say, fine, I like it, but how much?
Well, it's free for everyone to try, as I said. So that's the sub point. And then on after your 7-day trial, it's $99.99 around a month. We did lots of pricing research, actually. We do that in every market that we go into. And as you say, sort of for those people who really love it, that was seen as actually a really good value price. And so we set it at that. You can also subscribe for 12 months and you get 12 months for the price of 10. So an annual subscription is $999.99.
Fantastic. All right. So what do you love the most on this?
Oh, my goodness. That's like, which is your favorite child?
Yeah, you have to choose a favorite child. I mean, there must be stuff that when you saw it was available and you could pick and choose it, you thought, oh, this is exciting.
Oh my
this is what I got into.
Well,
even with all your experience, and you have been in TV for a long time, ITV, BBC, you've probably commissioned some of these or been involved in some of these shows. So which ones? I mean, even if you have to say,
I was involved. Line of Duty is just amazing. Start it from the beginning, get through it. You just will, you know, it will not ever disappoint. You know, often lots of people say, what should I watch first if they don't know British TV? I think something like Broadchurch is one of the best in class. You know, Olivia Colman, David Tennant, the amazing Dorset sort of British countryside, and a brilliant, I mean, it's just such, it's three amazing series in terms of, you know, the way in which it takes you on a journey. I'm, you know, also just a really, like you, big British comedy fan. I grew up with French and Saunders and Ab Fab, Blackadder, all of that, you know, I can just watch those again and again. So The Office, Extras, so it depends what mood I'm in. But I think one of the best series on TV at the moment, and it sometimes doesn't get as high profile, as Unforgotten. It's a fourth series. Nicola Walker and Sanjeev Bhaskar, written by Chris Lang. It's so brilliant. And again, there's four series of that. The fourth just coming out and will be coming to BritBox. It's really, really juicy. It's a cold case, so Unforgotten. They were forgotten a bit, but they become unforgotten. Terrific. Brilliant performances. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. You've given us lots to get excited about. I'm sure lots of people will head over to BritBox.com and check it out. As you've told us, you get a free trial, so you've got no excuses. And if you've been sitting there going, oh, there's nothing on TV, or oh, I'm so tired of what I've got in this particular bouquet or whatever, this is the thing you've been waiting for. It's certainly what I've been waiting for.
Oh,
what a pleasure to meet you and talk to you, Rima. And please keep doing the amazing work that you're doing.
Oh, thank you. It's been, honestly, the South African launch has been such a joy. Like, we've just loved doing it. And we've been so excited for today and kind of getting people to see it. So, I can't wait to hear what people think.
Great. Well, hot off the press, you heard it here. And make sure that you go and see BritBox.com and all of their terrific offerings. Thank you so much, Rima. Great to see you.
Thanks ever so much. Great to see you. Bye.
Bye-bye. CliffCentral.com.